Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming to you from Austin, Texas, here on Spaceship Earth, I am Alex Jones, attempting to mobilize the human population against an aberrant substrain of our own species who has set up predatory operations against the free humanity that is struggling to resist being inducted into a high-tech enslavement extermination grid. We're going to have open phones later in the hour. We've got tons of news and information that we're going to be covering. But there has been really a gigantic development concerning the North American Union and the American Union's merger. And what I'm going to do is when I start the next segment, so I have plenty of time to go over this, I'm going to get into it because we'll make an audio file out of it and post it on the web, and I hope you will distribute it out there to everyone. It really is up to you. The power to lay waste to the New World Order's system, to its juggernaut, to its titanic apparatchia, is in your hands. You have the unlimited power to defeat the New World Order in your heart, in your soul. As Gandhi said, the seed of the universe is in each and every one of us, and I agree with that statement wholeheartedly, and I hope you will access that, not just the race consciousness of Homo sapiens sapien and the innate drive of survival of the species, but something even more, tapping in, ladies and gentlemen, to the spirit of God that energizes all energy and life in the cosmos, in this dimension and in all dimensions, throughout eternity and through all eternities, in its fractal explosive paradigm of unlimited potential. But when we get back, I will get into what's happening here at the microscopic level on this planet in the petty affairs of the petty demagogues and the wicked that rebel in darkness. We will go over just absolutely ultra-massive developments that are mind-blowing, and that's why I'm holding back even covering it, because I'm trying to write notes during the breaks to properly cover this and trying to control myself because I'm so infuriated by this open announcement, the gauntlet not being thrown down at our feet, but taking their gauntleted fist and smashing it right into our nose. So we'll be going over that. And then coming up, I never got to this yesterday, we are going to air the Eyewitness Inside WTC7 reported explosions before collapse. I'm going to re-air that Keith Olbermann that we haven't aired in its entirety, extremely powerful. There was a Fox Sky television hit piece that I want to break down on 9/11 where they attacked me and others and basically analyze it. And immigration rallies planned nationwide, and of course your calls as I promised, but I'm going to try in one segment to lay out what's happened when we get back. EU and U.S. agree on single market. The United States and the European Union have signed up to a new transatlantic economic partnership at a summit in Washington. So we're going to cover this when we get back, and then we will take a bunch of calls, first-time callers. And then I will get into all the other news and clips that we've got coming up today. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers. We'll start taking your calls at 24 after. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. We are the organic response to a threat to the continued freedom and viability of the species. The destiny of humanity is in the balance.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, the sovereign nations of the planet are dying. They're being phased out. And their deaths are not accompanied by a big explosion or a bang, as they say, but with a whimper. And Mr. Pasteur of the Council on Foreign Relations report that was passed into executive fiat law in March of 2005 has said we are having a North American Union by stealth, by stealth integration. New World Order will be born in pieces. It will evolve. The European Union started in 1949 with the Treaty of London. Then in 1954, the Bilderberg Group met and codified it into a steel trade tariff deal. In 1947, they then had the Treaty of Rome when it was officially born as the European Economic Community. It had several other names, and then by the mid-1990s, they publicly announced to the first 10-member, now 15-plus member, European Union system that it indeed would be a union, a governmental conglomerate. And that voting rights and individual liberties of the nations and their currencies would be removed. They have been removed. to further sell the public on this, we predicted and told you, because it wasn't hard, it was in CFR and UN and IMF and Davos, Switzerland documents, that they would then make the euro for a time the preeminent currency to then sell the world, the Asian Union and the North American Union, into publicly announcing themselves to then set up three global currencies to then be merged by stealth and EU, euroized, dollarized, or under an Asian name, merged into three systems. Well, let me try to explain this. They don't tell the Europeans it's the European Union. They tell them it's a trade deal, a trade deal, a trade deal, a trade deal to make money and to smooth out commerce and for Europe to work together to be more competitive globally. And that it's what all the smartest and coolest people are for. And, oh, it's going to make milk and honey flow in the streets. But, by the way, you're not allowed to vote on it as nations, just your presidents and prime ministers, they're going to sign on, which they did via treaties. And then finally they stopped calling everyone that was claiming they were setting up a European Union conspiracy theorist, and by the mid-90s they said, okay, it is a euro, we're going to do it, it's going to happen. And then the people found out that it meant more taxes, more regulations, less freedom, more controls, and in major polls, upwards of 85 to 90%, and it was just 70-something percent 5-6 years ago were against it. Now it's in the mid-80s to low 90s, are against the European Union. They just had the 50th anniversary. Again, it didn't exist till 2000, but they just had a 50th anniversary of the European Union 3 weeks ago, and it showed celebrations in all the major cities on Yahoo, Reuters, and AP photos, and literally they had millions of dollars per city and jugglers and parades, and no one showed up. They had fireworks, they had people, you know, huge parades, no one. You see streets lined with no one but police and huge parades with world leaders meeting and toasting each other. But again, it didn't exist, but they just celebrated 50 years, but now it does exist, but they tell you it's only been around for 7. But they just had 50 years of Europe. So they set it up, they merged the police, they merged the military, they merged the regulations, they merged the bureaucracies, then the people lost their power to elect representatives who would, because that had already been abdicated, handed over to the European Union. Then, simultaneously under NAFTA and GATT and other agreements for decades, they had been merging the law enforcement, the police, the trade deals, the inspections, the highway funding, the IMF and World Bank funding with Canada, the United States, and Mexico as the first unit of the Pan-American Union, being the North American Union, and then to be expanded into GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, to all of the Caribbean and then the Pacific. So again, you can go read what the Trilateralists said they would do when they founded the Trilateral Commission in 1973, Jimmy Carter, David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski. And they said, we will form. This is how I knew this. I actually go off what they say. People keep emailing me saying I'm a genius, oh my God, everything you say happens. Because David Rockefeller said so. Because Henry Kissinger said so, because Club of Rome said so, because the EU said so, because NAFTA and GATT said so, because the SPP said so. This is not hard. This is reading the documents, reading the treaties, okay? And not listening to the Tokyo Rose media telling you it doesn't exist, you're nuts, it's code word for racism. Literally, they say, oh, you're against the North American Union? Oh, that's code for racism. Has nothing to do with it. It's like when I caught black guys being bribed, being paid the money to give false testimony in 2000 here at the Texas legislature. The newspaper called me and said, are you racist? Would you have put this up on your website if they'd been white? And I said, excuse me. See, this is the new Sovietism, the mind control, the political correctness. You say you don't want arsenic in your water, and they call up and ask if you're a member of the Aryan Nations. Has nothing to do with it, but it's to let the public know, hey, you don't want to be blackballed, do you? Then don't talk about this. By the way, government ministers have been arrested and fired in the EU for calling it tyrannical. They've said that that is xenophobic towards Europe, now criticizing the government. you get arrested. Do you understand? Now they want to arrest you for denying man-made global warming. They say it's like Holocaust denial. They're trying to pass laws. See, it starts with something like Holocaust denial, then it expands out. I know you think I'm kidding. This sounds too crazy. Go look it up. Type in the keywords, the statements I made. Everything I'm saying is off headlines, so you can backtrack it and prove it. Okay, so by stealth, they claim it's a trade deal. They set up the European Union. Then they remove people's liberties and freedoms where they can't even vote themselves out of it. When they tried to finally let the people have a semi-vote, they did vote against EU expansion into Turkey and other areas, but the governments don't care. They're still just signing treaties and doing it regardless. Just like 99% of Americans in major polls by CNN, they had several polls, 99% both times, are against the North American Union. It doesn't matter. They just go forward with it and then say it doesn't exist while their public documents say it does. We played Pastor of the CFR, who wrote the North American Community document that was written into international treaty in March of 2005 with Bush, Vicente Fox, and Paul Martin. And he says before the Congress, we're going to have one border with Mexico and Canada, a continental security perimeter. How many years have we told you that? Because that's in the documents. That was written in the 50s by the United Nations. It was written in the 70s by the Trilateralist. So what they do is they create by stealth a European Union. Then it has to be the first to be announced. Once they had it set up, the people no longer had a vote. They no longer controlled it. It was all just the appointees by the prime ministers and presidents and premiers to the council, and then you can remove that politician. It doesn't matter because still whoever gets appointed next, they're all controlled, will do the same thing, whether it's Romano, Prodi, or it doesn't matter. So you have the European Union. You have the American Union already in full force in March of 2005, 2+ years in now. It was already set up, the skeletal. Now they put the flesh and the organs and the skin and the hair and the teeth on it. And they've even put it in a nice business suit. It's built now. Now they're just expanding their hegemon. Then notice they had the big partnership Asian economies and countries. Now they, 3 months ago, announced the Asian Union. And they said, well, we've really been the Asian Union for 10 years, but now we're announcing it. Then they already had simultaneous deals under treaty merging those three countries, those three mega masses, those three super states together. Okay? And then it all goes under international regulatory law that's written by the corporations. You see, people say, okay, well, the next move, we had agrarian societies, then we had city-states, then we had nations and empires, and now we have global government. That's the next step. Well, let's say that was the next step, which I'm not for ever having one central system that's designed for fraud and tyranny and oppression. But let's just say that's the next step. You know, Federation Earth, why you saw it on Star Trek, that's just the way it, you know, it's going to happen. It must be true. Under this new system, there's no due process, no liberty, no freedom, no real redress. That's why they want global government. They already own the planet's resources almost completely. But they want a global government so that they can rewrite the world's laws to oppress and control and dominate and set up a tyranny. You see, when you set something new up, you get to build it in your image. So now they're merging the North American Union, the Asian Union, and the European Union, and the people of Asia and the people of North America don't even know that this is happening. But it did come out in the BBC today. They met. U.S. and EU agree, single market. The United States and the European Union have signed up to a new transatlantic economic partnership at a summit in Washington. The pact is designed to boost trade and investment by harmonizing regulatory standards, laying the basis for a U.S.-EU single market. Now, remember, in the last 6 years, you keep hearing what four different members of the Supreme Court say. They now follow the orders of the World Court. No longer is the Supreme Court the final arbiter. And under the EU, you don't have basic liberties and freedoms. There's no private property rights, no right to self-defense. See? The two sides also signed an open skies deal designed to reduce fares and boost traffic on transatlantic flights, but little of substance was agreed on climate change. That's the global tax. That's not really true. We'll tell you why.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
To the engine moaning out his one old song. You think about the woman, the girl.
Welcome back. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead and play a little minute and a half BBC piece about the merger of the EU and the North American Union. And they, just like they sold to the people of Europe, they're sneaking it in here. Governmental structures, mergers, agreements that supersede the Congress, that supersede the state legislatures. Already secret tribunals at the World Trade Organization have more authority than Congress. It's been that case since 1996 when our government became a signatory to it. So here it is.
This was always going to be a summit dominated by economic issues. German Chancellor Angela Merkel had pushed hard for a drive to deregulate the transatlantic economic area. She got a commitment from the US to work towards harmonization. But when the President and the Chancellor got to the Rose Garden, the talk turned to the environment. Last month, European leaders committed themselves to swingeing cuts in their greenhouse gas emissions. They promised further cuts if America would come on board. The US has shown no desire to do so. All the same, in the sunshine, there was a lot of positive talk.
The good news is that we recognize there's a problem. The good news is we recognize technology is going to lead to solutions and that we're willing to share those technologies. And we all recognize we've got to deal with the developing world, particularly China and India.
I think it was a real progress. Of course, it's working in progress, but as President Bush said, we agree there is a global threat, it's a serious threat. We agree there is the need to establish a limit to greenhouse gases.
All that good news doesn't translate to results. Officials acknowledge that on climate change, nothing was achieved today. Germany will have another go.
Okay, now let's really talk about the facts here. There are a lot of real environmental problems, genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, serious problems that are hurting different species, and especially our species, because we are at the top of the food chain, and we really get a lot of these concentrated toxins and poisons and compounds into our tissues and our bloodstream. Global warming is a complete and total fraud. Man-made global warming is a fraud. It is a global tax, and they said 30 years ago they were going to have a carbon tax on wellhead and on gas emissions of CO2. CO2 is actually a life accelerant and then creates higher oxygen levels in the photosynthesis process in plants. And mammals, actually, all the major studies show, enjoy a more oxygen-rich environment. And in Earth's history, due to ice core samples, we've had a much higher level of oxygen. In fact, carbon dioxide comes in increases after a heating period between 200 and 800 years, depending on the cycle, never at the same time. Al Gore's numbers are all complete frauds that a two-year-old could figure out. But that doesn't matter. It feels good, and so the entire environmental movement will be sucked up and controlled by the neo-feudalist that will not help the environment, but will set up a new form of neo-feudalism that the royalty of the planet that have set up the EU and the American Union to be their new imperial palace system. And we are holdings of a world government system that is owned and controlled by a handful of private banking and royal families. And here they are just calmly announcing, again, and we've been inside the American Union for years. The European Union has been around for 50 years. They just celebrated 50 years. The public wasn't told about the public government until 7 years ago. This is how it works. Again, they celebrate 50 years, but they didn't announce it till 7 years ago. Remember that. That's key. Same thing with the American Union. If they have their way, 20 years from now, they'll be celebrating 30 years of it. And people will be going, but wait a minute, it's only been around for five. You know, they'll probably announce it in a decade. Because it's unreality. Getting rid of our borders, paying Social Security for Mexicans and Canadians, merging our military, having NORTHCOM announce they're going to use Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists, merging the inspection systems. Under the SPP, they're going to use toll road money in the U.S. to build the roads to more integrate. And I mean, you're talking about super highways bringing the 100 million illegal aliens up here. We're talking about super highways bringing them up from Latin America into Mexico. The mutualization, the merger. And so here they are in the BBC announcing a meeting in Washington. EU, U.S. and EU agree to single market. The United States and the European Union have signed up to a new transatlantic economic partnership at a summit in Washington. I'll finish up on this and then go to your calls on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
They know
the interest is up and the stocks.
They know that land is the key to all wealth and independence. And under global environmentalism, they're going to take your land so you can't survive without them. And I think Hank Williams Jr. says it all. Let's play a little bit of the song.
The kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wizened old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains
and the western skies. All right, welcome back.
And we can
truck and a bus.
Bottom line,
on a trot line and a
we're being domesticated globally. That's what the, quote, rogue nations are. They're nations that aren't controlled, who aren't controlled by the New World Order. They're areas that aren't monopolized by the private central banking cartels and the handful of private families that own them. And for those that are still in denial about the process of globalization by stealth, the merger and integration of our economies, all you need is the four-year release documents, only some of them. Imagine the stuff we didn't get. The Judicial Watch got in January of this year from the September 2006 meeting in Canada by the Security and Prosperity Partnership with over 100 top CEOs running the meeting, telling the leaders, the representatives of the three governments, what to do and how to implement it. I mean, this is the corporations running the governments. When you know the government has invested over 70% of the taxes of the last 50 years, Canadian, U.S., and Mexico to some degree, Europe's also done it, in the CAFR system, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report system, then you learn the corporations do own us. You see, now they're just getting ready to announce it to you. But because it was done and the transfer was done by fraud, it isn't legitimate. We must wake the people up and show them the big picture in the program so we can resist them politically, economically, and physically if need be. So, Judicial Watch got them. WorldNet Daily did the best article I saw off the hundreds of pages, boiling it down to just three pages. It had all the quotes about the first thing was, we got to keep this secret. That was the first minutes. For the media that's here, the top representatives that were there, it was CEOs of media firms and editors of major newspapers and TV producers. You number one, you're sworn to secrecy. You got to keep quiet about this. We got to keep this quiet to get the North American Union and the New World Order. I mean, this is the minutes. You're going to read this. Secondarily, we've got to get the carbon tax, but we're going to call it something different here in North America and claim that we're not going along with the Kyoto Protocol, but then we'll tell the public it's something else and they'll go along with it. And now you see the states doing that, and Schwarzenegger, and now Newt Gingrich has come out and said global warming's real and we need to have a tax. This is the global tax. This will be the UN tax shared with the local, federal, and then super state blocks, and then part of it paid into the UN and NATO. All right, you see how this works? It's just absolutely amazing. And then, of course, that makes the locals beholden to the international because it divvies up the spoils. Heaven help us. But we can't get the yuppies and the know-it-alls who were told 20 years ago, stylish, cool people know this doesn't exist, and only toothless, idiot hillbillies believe in a North American Union. And so they, to their dying day, until they announce the North American Union and set up the Amero, which they publicly said they want to have, but again, it isn't nightly news, so the yuppies write articles saying, I'm crazy, Lou Dobbs is crazy, it doesn't exist when we have the four-year documents. But a huge announcement that they've made the agreement and signed the deal to integrate. Now, again, that process has already been going on. So let me explain this. They create the Asian Union, European Union, American Union, start merging those. That process is already ongoing. And then they tell you at the point that there's a major economic crash. Now, again, the Trilateral Commission said this in 73, through documents in 78. Most of them are secret. Some have been made public. We have the older ones. That they're going to have the EU rise. It'll drive the dollar down by over 70%. You're now seeing that. How many years have we told you this? Because we have the documents. Go look them up for yourselves. I'm putting them in a new film I'm making. They will then have the euro rise, and oh my gosh, we need one of them euros too. We'll have an Amero, then that will rise. Then you'll have violent fluctuations over the next decade once this is announced, in the next 4 to 5 years, between the two currencies. And then they'll say, we've got to do something because of global instability with these two currencies and now the emerging Asian currency. And again, you can still have your individual currency, but it's dollarized or whatever the name of the Asian, that hasn't been announced yet, or it's Ameroized or Euroized, where you still, that's the first phase, like they had in Europe for the 10 years before 2000 and the launch of the Euro itself, they're pegged to a common benchmark. So the Deutsche Mark to the French franc rise and fall together. So you basically already have the single currency, just different flavors of it. Kind of like we have a national ID card, but it still is issued at the state level, federalized, so you think it's a state driver's license, but it's really federal. It's just, you know, it's kind of like Sports Illustrated has different Sports Illustrated for each region. It's still Sports Illustrated. See, they brand it. Very slick corporate stuff here that's designed to fool your mammalian census. All right, I said I'd get to your calls. It's just, this is so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is the big picture. There's other points I want to make, but I'll just go to your calls. But it's all being done by stealth. And it's happening before your eyes, and then they'll have these currency speculations and these currencies rising and falling and, quote, causing economic hardship, which will really be currency speculation and stock speculation and insider trading by the globalists because they always run the system, using it to always, in a centrifugal fashion, consolidate all the wealth and power in their hands, always in a serf neo-feudal system, the elites waging war against any emerging Renaissance middle class. Neo-mercantilism with a neo-serf feudal overlay on this road to serfdom. And then they'll finally just announce, okay, we're going to a globalized currency, global benchmarked, digital, as the head of Visa has said, by 2011 is their target date. That they won't get it by then, but it'll already be digitized with all the banks globally to a hedged point, all at one benchmark. And then they will start enforcing it and then issuing global creds, which will be issued by every bank and credit card company, where they'll all just have barcodes and a digital scan on them that can be read or tracked by RFID, or it will also have a barcode in the image. The new barcodes don't look like a barcode. This has all been announced. And then so there'll just be all this, quote, new money that's issued by companies and corporations, and it's all just accepted, and that's how dollars are swept away. And then there'll be some currency and some counterfeiting and some problems and some more identity theft. The whole system's designed for that. Then they'll come in with the one world government, single currency, accessed by a biometric identifier of the thumb and face. This has all been announced. I'm not talking about the Bible, folks. This is what the government has said, and the UN meetings on a world ID in 2000 said. So there, you have the entire picture. That's basically what's going to happen. And you're going to live to see it. If you live another 10 years, you're going to see it. Guaranteed, unless we stop them. You would have already seen it by 2008, but they're behind 7, 8, 9 years. But they could set a nuke off tomorrow and have this thing implemented very quickly, or release a flu pandemic, and they're very capable of it and are planning it. Now you know, folks, this is the big picture, and basically spelled out as calmly as I can. I hope Paul Watson does an article on everything I just said. He does a great job of vetting everything I claim, going and finding all the documents to substantiate it, because I'm going off memory from all the documents and articles I've read over the last 15 years, almost 13 on air. And he will always find more and then add to that. But I want a lengthy treatise on this, Paul Watson, and we need this out. We need it out now. Or Steve Watson, if he'd wish. He has certainly the training for it with a master's degree in political science and foreign affairs. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
I've got a little information on that truck crash the other night.
Yes.
The driver, he was only like 21, and there were truckers calling into the radio station saying that the average truck driver, tanker driver, is 25 on up. He also had four traffic stops.
Well, let me just stop you right there. I don't have the rules in front of me, but I have a lot of trucker friends. It's a special license above the commercial license you've got to get to drive hazardous chemicals or gasoline. If those guys have had one stop, they get reviewed. Two, it's automatically revoked for life. And I thought the average age was like 55 for those guys. I always look up in the cabs when I see it. It's always an older black guy or white guy or Hispanic guy driving. They're the best of the best drivers. They get paid, what, double or triple what other drivers get. And you're saying he's 21 and had four? What, is he an illegal alien?
I think he was a Mexican. When I saw that on the TV, when they had it on television, I think he had a Mexican surname. And also,
oh my God, watch him be a Mexican truck driver from Mexico. Nothing will be done, of course.
And also, Alex, he had a heroin charge against him.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Oh my God. You see, they don't enforce it because if you're an illegal alien, you don't have to have a bank account, cards to have a bank account. You're released by the police even if you're caught with cocaine or heroin. We just played a newscast yesterday. I'm not against the illegal aliens. The point is that this, just wait, you're going to see more of this. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. He had a heroin charge.
Well, wait a minute. You're not allowed to have that special license if you've even had two traffic tickets.
Right.
I mean, how in the world could he have four, be 21?
That's what I can't figure out.
He didn't have the license. It's going to come out. We need to know that. But watch, the government will cover it up.
They were saying that unless he knew somebody within the company that got him the job, that could have been possible. But, you know, and also, there was a cab down where when the freeway fell, there was a cab right next to where it was burning. He got in the cab, and the cab took him to the hospital, and he told the driver, "This is it. I'm not doing this no more." So I don't know what's what went on. You know, it's just crazy.
I hear you, and I appreciate that information. I'll have to check that out. We'll go do a search on it, and I believe you. It just never ends. Mike, you're on the air, and you're calling us from Louisiana?
Yes, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call, man. I'm just really excited to talk with you.
I'm excited to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I was hoping you could help me publicize something that we're doing actually tomorrow night. We're doing what we call a salon or a discussion group on September 11th. The events around it is called 9/11 Truths, Myths, and Unanswered Questions. And it's being led by a gentleman by the name of Tom Coates. And this is actually really big for us because, like you said, when this kind of stuff happens in our neighborhood, we're not like Los Angeles or some of the larger cities. We're a smaller group of people, 200,000 or so. So I was hoping you'd help me publicize this. I'd actually sent you a press release and to your producer. But basically, it's going to be a discussion group open to the public to come and talk and understand some of the myths surrounding 9/11. Tom's pretty well versed in 9/11 events.
Sure. Just tell us the date, place, and time.
Okay, it's tomorrow night, May 2nd, Mandeville, Louisiana. The address is 544 Girard Street. I have a website, VNs. It's VIANNES.com. And folks can check out that for directions and also times and that sort of thing.
Well, fantastic. That's wonderful.
I just want to mention one thing.
Add something to what you just said. Yeah, I do try to read all the email. It's hard to respond to all of it. And there are probably two or three 9/11 events every day, and so there's no way for me to actually plug them. But there's lots of 9/11 sites that do attempt to cover all of that. And so I really apologize. I'm not capable of doing it. You're able to call in, though, and plug it.
Well, thank God I got through because you got the first-time caller, so I've been trying for about a week now. But listen, I wanted to mention one thing to you, too. Tom and I were doing a little brainstorming, and we've come up with sort of, I think, an ingenious way to approach people who are naysayers and debunkers, so to speak. Tom actually put together a little 10-question quiz with questions that people think they all know the answers to. And so far I've tried that on a few friends. And everyone's failed the quiz. He
tell us the quiz.
Documentation.
Give us the quiz.
Oh, okay. Well, it's actually 10 questions. If you like, I can email it to you. But one of the things that he says, question number one, how many buildings of the World Trade Center complex collapsed on 9/11? And he gives A, B, C, and D, 5, 4, 3, or 2. And everyone says 2. You know, and so that's kind of the idea behind it. People think they know a lot about 9/11, the average Joe off the street that hasn't really investigated. And this is a way to say, hey, listen, maybe you don't know all that you think you know. And Tom and I likened it to this. We said, basically, people don't want to know this information. It's almost like feeling really, really bad and not going to the doctor because you're afraid of the answer you might get. And so this is kind of maybe a way to just enlighten people, educate them to understand, hey, look, you don't know everything. There's a lot of stuff that you heard originally that information has come out, and now the facts are out, and here are the facts. And it's well-documented as well with websites. Some of your articles are actually documented for the test.
Well, good job, Mike, and good to have you on board, and thanks for the first-time call. Nick in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I'm 16. All my friends know about 9/11 and the New World Order. Actually, we went to Bohemian Grove a couple of months back and walked in past all the no trespassing signs, and the security stopped us, and he talked to us for 10 minutes. he's told us all this, like, interesting stuff that I didn't know. Like, there's actually, like, a 35-year waiting list. And Bush can't go there until he's done being president. And
well, that's right. And again, it's really high security, only for the 2 weeks in July. There's still security there, but you can a lot of times, you know, sneak in. They'll catch you and then throw you out during other times of the year. But they will arrest you and throw charges on you if you do it when the leaders are there.
Oh, yeah. How much do you think Bush knows? Like, do you think they just give him things to introduce? Or?
Yeah, all Bush does is he's given a folder in the morning and told what he's supposed to go say and do, and he makes absolutely no decisions and is the biggest puppet president we've ever had.
Yeah, I think you should get David Icke back on. He was pretty interesting.
He is interesting. Certainly the listeners like it, and it's entertaining, and he has a lot to say. But we're going to get David on very, very soon. In fact, I have him on about once a week. You got to give a nod to the icon, even if I don't agree with everything he has to say. Thank you, Nick. Good to have you on board. God bless you. All right, Joseph, Chris, and others, wide open phones. A bunch of audio clips coming up in the next hour as well. Stay with me.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
You know what? I'm so dedicated to taking your calls, I'm not even going to plug my books and videos and the other materials we carry. Just know they're at Infowars.com, or you can find the toll-free number. Well, it's 888-253-3139. Remember how we fund our operation and how we're able to bring you this information. Let's go ahead and go to Joseph in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much, and it's nice talking to you. This thing today, that the announcement that came out between the puppets you know, the European puppets and the, you know, Bushy, it just smacks of New World Order. I mean, it's May Day. You know, let's not forget this was, you know, the day that, the communists and the anarchists took over and destroyed the civilization of the Russians, the Chinese. It just smacks of New World Order. It's time for folks to get off the bench. I got off the bench back when I was 19. I went to New World Order University when the FBI raided, you know, this kind of talks about what happened with the lady yesterday. When the FBI raided the business I worked at and, you know, took the owner and his wife, charged him with conspiracy and basically chipping boards, which they have no technical knowledge of doing, sent them to the federal prison for 6 months, destroyed the business. And, of course, you know, back then we just had the occasional Ruby Ridge and Waco, but this just smacks the New World Order. I mean, it's just, this has been going on actually for a couple of years. I've been doing some pre-call research, and this has been going on for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, they've been merging the North American Union and the EU together, and there are some people who are neocons who say there isn't even an EU. I've gotten emails saying I'm making that up. There's no move for global government. There's no EU.
Well, it shows that the program is actually taking effect. But it's time for folks to get off the bench. Now, I got off the bench. I was actually, you know, and I've never really said this publicly, but I'm working behind the scenes. But I was a former CB in 2001, suffered some personal loss and had kind of a life-changing experience. And then, of course, you know, September 11th. And then we had Operation Enduring Freedom, which I just felt was completely wrong in my heart. I felt God was telling me this; it was completely wrong. So I filed papers and was dishonorably discharged, conscientious objector to the war. I agreed to. I wanted to stay with the Navy because I love the CBs and the Navy. I wanted to stay, and I told them, I was like, "Hey, if somebody comes and invades this country, you know, if they come to my home, I'm gonna take care of business." But I knew then it was just, it was New World Order. This right today is New World Order. I feel the same thing.
Yeah, well, they claim we've got to go fight in Iraq to save America, but the very people doing that are dismantling the country and erasing the borders and trying to legalize the illegal aliens. They are the traitors. They are the ones killing the country. They're the people the military should be fighting.
Exactly, and that's what I thought I was doing. That's why I was fighting them. And so now on the outside, I've been kind of.
So now you can't supposedly own a gun because you were dishonorably discharged?
Oh, no. I didn't release. I was just dishonorably discharged. Now I can own a gun. They didn't take away my freedoms. No. Legal to own firearms.
Well, they can't take away your freedoms.
Exactly. They didn't give them to me. You know, God gave me my freedoms. But no, I don't have any kind of repercussions other than, you know, it's just on my record. But, it was a trying experience. I'll say that. It was a very trying experience. I was called traitor, coward. You know, how could you do this after 9/11, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, how do you shoot the troops up with experimental shots that kill them? How do you have us breathe DU when your own manuals say don't do it? They are the traitors. They are the cowards. It took more courage, what you did, saying no against all of that brainwashing and peer pressure than those men will ever have.
Well, you know, but I say that because, I mean, the people need to know that they can do something. And whether you're just educating somebody or actually taking a stand, I mean, you know, because, like, nowadays, everything's peaceful. I'm happily married, thank God. And, you know, I have a great life. But, I mean, there's still cameras at the end of my roads. And I try to tell the people, look, there are cameras up there. Well, let's just, you know, that's because the police want to catch the robbers. And no, the cameras are watching.
Stay there. Stay there.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.